Living in a country where you don't speak the language is hard. Some are afraid they'll be laughed at, mocked, or they'll make mistakes. WUSF's Naomi Prelo introduces us to one Tampa family that is navigating how to speak and master English.
The Ruiz family lives in a ranch-style house in Tampa's town and country where everyone speaks Spanish and some are learning English. Over the aroma of arroz con pollo, they chat in Spanish about their day. Today, the conversation is about English. 71-year-old Ligia Zarate may be the matriarch of the household, but she said she's afraid to learn the language. Her daughter, Catalina Ruiz, translates.
No sé, me da como...
I'm afraid that I don't learn anything, that I can't learn.
She moved to Tampa 3 years ago from Colombia to be closer to her daughter, Catalina. But she's not alone in her fear of learning to speak English. 21% of Hispanics 65 years or older don't speak the language at all, according to the Pew Research Center. So she depends on family, like her 8-year-old grandson, Johan, when she has to run errands.
When we're going to go to the supermarket, I help her tell her, like, oh, do you want to buy this? And she's like, yes. So then I tell them what she wants to buy in English, because she only speaks Spanish.
His mom, Catalina Ruiz, says she was fearful when she moved to the U.S. from Colombia in 1995.
I went to school in New York for 1 year, but I was very afraid of speaking, so I never practiced it until I came to Tampa when I had to speak English.
Ruiz's ability to converse in English forced her to become the family translator. But it wasn't until she was passed over for a job that she realized she needed to master the language.
I wanted to work in a place, you know, they need people who speak fluent English. And sometimes when you don't sound as good, they think that you don't know or that you don't understand.
So she enrolled in the English for Academic Purposes program at Hillsborough Community College. Now when she's home, she'll practice English with her son or her nephew. Andres Ruiz is 17 and has studied English his entire life in Venezuela. But nothing prepared him for the conversational English he experienced when he arrived here 10 months ago.
The first time someone said, hey, what's up? I was like, what? I didn't learn that. I'm at school. What is that? What is up? I don't know, this guy.
So he empathizes with Ligia's situation when it comes to the differences in age.
Maybe it's hard to try to change your way of talking after so many years.
Ligia Zarate says she doesn't want to give up trying to learn English. After all, she wants to become a U.S. citizen in the next 2 years, and understanding English is a part of the test. As her daughter translates, she explains that there's another reason why she wants to learn.
One is because if I go out by myself, people could understand me.
Maritza Chinea Thornberry teaches Spanish at the University of South Florida. As a native Spanish speaker, the 60-year-old says she understands the resistance to learning English.
If I could speak Spanish my whole life in here, I will speak Spanish. It's the easiest language that comes to you. It's what you grew up with. And English is not that easy. Pronunciation-wise, it's not.
So what words of wisdom does Catalina have for her mother and others? Try, try, and try again.
There's things that you can be afraid, but if you try and give your best, You can do it.
Maybe her mother will take her advice. Naomi Prelo, WUSF 89.7 News.